AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Heading to the desk of South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, a bill to remove the Confederate flag from her state's Capitol grounds. The measure got final approval from the state house after more than 13 hours of debate. AP correspondent Jeffrey Collins explains just what flag could soon be coming down.
The form of the rebel banner has flown over South Carolina State House since 1961. It was originally on top of the dome until 2000, and in 2000 they moved it from the State House dome to its current location, which is beside a monument to Confederate soldiers on the front lawn of the Capitol.
Earlier Wednesday, a group of Republicans mounted opposition to immediately remove the flag, but at each turn they were beaten back by a slightly larger bipartisan group of legislators who believe there must be no delay. Well, the trading halted at the New York Stock Exchange was from an outage that officials blame on technical problems, not malicious activity.
It was one of the most embarrassing days in the history of the New York Stock Exchange. The computers stopped working a couple of hours into the trading day, and they stayed off for more than 3.5 hours, coming back to life just 3/4 of an hour before the close. Meanwhile, once the FBI and Homeland Security reassured themselves it wasn't a security or criminal issue, early indications blame software upgrades that didn't take. The traders' biggest problem was how they were going to pass the time. Stocks continued to trade, including NYSE stocks, on other exchanges, mostly lower, down almost 1.5%, 261 points on the Dow Jones Industrials. Warren Levinson at the New York Stock Exchange.
United Airlines also suffered technology problems that upended service for parts of the day. More fallout for Donald Trump over his remarks against immigrants. Renowned chef Jose Andres has decided against opening a restaurant in a hotel Trump is developing in D.C.
Andres notes that he is a proud naturalized U.S. citizen from Spain. He says most of his team is Hispanic, as are many of his restaurant patrons.
The AP's Jackie Quinn. This is AP Radio News. Counting the number of steps you take every day, although sales of fitness trackers are strong, many owners lose enthusiasm once the novelty wears off. More from the AP's Carlotta Bradley.
One research firm says abandonment affects all makers of fitness trackers. Dan Ledger tracks wearable devices at Endeavor Partners and says if people aren't using their trackers, they won't recommend them to friends and family or upgrade when a new model comes out, and they won't pay for premium subscriptions for the devices.
That's singer Ariana Grande, who may have gotten herself into some trouble in Lake Elsinore, California. Police are investigating video that appears to show her licking donuts at a donut shop. The cashier says Grande didn't buy any of the items she licked. In a video posted by TMZ, Grande says, "I hate America," when a tray of donuts appears in front of her. She's apologized, saying it's because she's frustrated with child obesity rates. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.